Johannesburg residents need not panic. Taps will not be running dry anytime soon. Unlike some other areas in South Africa, such as KwaZulu-Natal, the Free State, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and Northwest, which are being devastated by drought, Johannesburg can at least rely on some water from the Sterkfontein Dam outside Harrismith in the Free State to alleviate the situation. Johannesburg Water said yesterday the city of Johannesburg is preparing to table a revised bylaw to restrict water gardening as a water conservation and demand management service. We speak to Johannesburg Water's Hilgard Matthews. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you very much for joining us. What is the situation with regards to water supply to the city's residents?
Well, as you had that introduction, and I can see you were definitely informed by what the Minister of Water Affairs and Sanitation had said this past Sunday, that the bulk water supply, and when we talk about the bulk water supply, then we talk about the raw water that's in the rivers and in the dams, that there is enough water for Gauteng, and therefore, as the residents of Gauteng, we do not need to panic right now. And then there's a second part to it, and the second part to it is talking about bringing that bulk water through Rand Water to the different municipalities and metros in Gauteng. And I can safely say to you that we, in the city of Johannesburg, we have planned considerably, and our reservoir capacity, not the Rand Water reservoir capacity, our own reservoir capacity in Johannesburg Water is quite good. And in fact, that it can be able to service all the residents of Johannesburg. Just to give you an idea, according to Census 2011, there should be about 4.4 million people within the city, and there's been an average growth rate of about 2.5% over the years since then. And our reservoirs, existing reservoirs, can easily accommodate about 5.2 million people. However, we are already in the process of building more reservoirs. Your listeners that might be going to Diepsloot and Orange Farm regularly will know that we are in the process of enhancing our capacity. So from a capacity point of view, we have enough storage to service our residents within Johannesburg Water. But that does not give us any license to use the water irresponsibly.
Absolutely. So there is no need to panic yet. There is still a need for us to be responsible. What is the state of dam levels?
Well, as the minister had indicated, most of Gauteng's water is supplied via the Vaal and Crocodile West River systems. And the dam levels, the average dam levels supplied by these two river systems by Sunday was 84%, and the indication was that it was decreasing by 1% per week. So we can safely say by now probably it's about 82-83%. So in the short term, the water supply is manageable, and there's no major risk in terms of the bulk supply. And therefore, as I indicated, in terms of the Johannesburg water reservoir capacity, we are comfortable. Our levels within the reservoirs are good. However, and I just want to bring it back, because over the past week and a half, whenever we've stressed that, some have interpreted this as us saying there is no drought crisis within the country, that there is no climatic conditions that's putting strain on our water resources. And that's not what we're saying at all. It is just that for about a week and a half, there were these competing voices, and where there was this tendency of some within the media who wanted to declare a crisis. And fortunately, the Minister of Water Affairs and Sanitation came out very clearly on Sunday and saying, "Is within Gauteng, we're not at crisis levels yet." And I love to stress the word yet. It is up to us as water users in Johannesburg and the broader Gauteng area. It's up to us to determine how soon we will be getting close to a crisis and stronger measures be imposed in the city of Johannesburg.
Yeah, so that is an important, you know, a number of important points that you've outlined that we're not yet at that point and we can prevent it ourselves. Would it not be prudent to start water shedding, similar to load shedding, to ensure the taps do not run dry?
Well, that is not where we should do it, because you remember when we say water shedding, then we're talking about, we will only say, for instance, this is an example. This is not what we will do yet because we haven't put that plan in place. But this is an example. If we're talking about water shedding or water, genuine water restrictions, then it will mean that we will say to the users that they will only have water maybe from 5 in the morning until 7 in the morning. And then for the rest of the day, there's no water. And you will only have water again maybe from 6 in the evening until 8 in the evening. Now, as the minister had stressed, the raw water, the bulk supply in the dams, they are there. It is just in terms of the past few weeks where we had this heat wave that came over Gauteng, and there was a surge in water use. And just for an interesting check, you know, the water use was not so much for drinking, because we can't individually drink that much water that put a stress on the supply from Rand Water. What it actually happened is that, you know, all of us love beautiful gardens. Even if you have a palace or a small house, all of us love beautiful gardens. And what had happened in the month of October is that because of the drought, there was an upsurge of people watering their gardens, because normally in the month of October we have about 10 rainy days in the month of October, and we didn't have that.
Yes.
And so normally where we would have had...
We're going to have to just rush you slightly. We know it's almost our time to end for our prayer. But in conclusion, what's your message, Hilgard, to our listeners?
My message shortly is we need to change our behavior. Just because we've had good water and good rains for many years doesn't mean that we're not a water-scarce country, you know. Unfortunately, our supply system is so good that when you open the tap, the water is there. But we forget that we're the 30th driest country in the world. And therefore, we need to change our behavior. We need to choose, is it going to be a beautiful garden or more water 3-4 months from now, when we need to reconsider.
Yes, an important decision, undoubtedly. We appreciate your time, Hilgard. Thank you very much for chatting to us on Radio Star.
Pleasure.
That is Hilgard Matthews from Johannesburg Water speaking to us about the situation at the moment.